sabo kambula weekend na turanga na marama dorbo na manella en bonu le bungo kalandi na matin to new zealand sanetin ga ba davanga ken ndu lo mai kinan ndu bonu lo manu viti ken sa mai bogi tuti na bonu le bungo new zealand la go mai bogabuli la go mai bagadaka la go mai bangito la go mai bangande se ken sa mai leoni bonu tunde tu en bonu binango au sa tortu ko ngono binango mo viki nda bogitu gani na ada tale na ada nimbula Nah, ada Yesus Kristus yang nanti turun, enak sih ngobrol dengan ikhwa. Bingkar abis itu weekend dengan New Methodist Christian Fellowship, kena ibu kerawat dengan Planet FM, kita bagai jono bagai tertaruh nyoti, kita bagai tabi, gak ingir-ingir ngamai. Betul tak langgasi lemeki lolaka 212-984-820. Aku nak kata le 212-984-820. Kani marau miki tu bingkar abis weekend, enak matang ni sih nindain. Doni bunau. Epa rauti kitu mai bikenda, me rauti kenda baka binaka, turanga kene marama, dorobo kene ngane lewa. Na iwali nila ngei buruburongo, seikwaya na bose nikalu. Ngole ngaki na bose nikalu, endina na bose nikalu. En na lasu na tamate kede nga, endina nga na bose nikalu. Ka bikenda na boltambu, sela ni tamata mendo bose lasu. Siluwi ni tamata, mendo wisau na nanu nanuma. Sake mbali turanga kene marama, en na bles taki kenda na bose nikalu. En na raki nimbula ni tabutu, ni tao na lubu iwale. Na pagloloma nambili raki nambedi nambule ni lenga ke nambule ni rabuwa sa rauti ke ndarubinanga na boseni kalu ni singende nda.
All of you that are logging in, all of you that are listening here at the foreshore, whether you're a young child or right up to the eldest, I would like to encourage you today. If you're a Christian and you believe in God, try your prayer, improve on your prayer, talk to him in prayer, speak to him, tell him anything, everything. Don't even worry about the words that you're going to tell him. Just speak to him like you're speaking to your father. I know God. So for those of you who do not believe in God, one day, one point in time, you will remember today and you will remember maybe one of those God of Our Nation program that you choose to pop in, maybe smoking away or drinking a coffee, hangover from the night before. You will remember today when things are not working out for you, when you're down at the dead end, remember today. Because this God is not only the God of the Christians. He is the God of the nation. He is the God of the universe. He is God. So all of you that are here, we can danangone. Nanda matubale ababala. So nangone da rongota tunga nabibala. Rongota nabimba. We can dananau. Nangone ngoba kai. Rukin rukite ibali. Balata nanonda tolerance level is not there. When there's no food, you know, we hit out. So there's a lot of fight arguments. We can't be with you in the Chicken and the Methodist. Take, delete out the arguments, the differences, take it out. Hallelujah. Na vimba, na vimbala, na duin duin, na kada kabatuna tevoro. Menda bevita lo tiko kina, gai musuka le bitiko kina, na nona vivaro tekina kalo. You know, the devil will always do that. Kiva kandona kandro, duin duin kina, you try and turn to God and say, Lord, take away this out from my heart. Take it away from my heart. All remind each other. Roto nando rubimba. Kenda tau lenga tika tunga nrepe tika nabibu kini kalu. Roto manda nando rubimba. Nando rubita lona sinibu kekindaro. Amen. So New Methodist, if you're logging in today or if you're not a believer, you're listening in today, take out arguments, differences between you as a couple and look out to your children. Yeah, your children are not perfect as well as mine, as well as my grandchildren. They're not perfect. No one is perfect, including the one that is speaking to you today. I'm not perfect. But you know what? Our perfection is in God. You need to believe in God and trust in God. As we stand here today, you know, to declare to you that there is no other God like Jehovah, you begin to believe in him because he says in Jeremiah 29:11, I alone know the plans for you. Plans for who? For you. For who? For you. For who? For you. Christians know, for you. Any individual, mankind created by God. This God knows the best plan for you. Yes, you may not believe in Jesus. You're turning away the other way around. You don't believe in what we are saying. But you know what? I want to speak to your head and the back of your head to tell you, look, your God, our God, he's got a great plan for you. To prosper you and never to harm you. And to bring about the future that you hope for. You need to start believing.
The Bible says in Psalm 133, when she was talking about the unity, the togetherness. Amen. When there's any elements of arguments between husband and wife, you need to remove that. Because when there's unity, God command blessings.
Amen.
The blessing is not landing on the platform of your house, your family, because of the differences.
Hallelujah.
So the differences between husband and wife, or the family, these need to be uprooted. So God can command blessings. So how can we uproot these differences?
Hallelujah.
It's prayer. It is the prayer we asking God. Because prayer
Hallelujah. It's the only form of communication with God. You can pray while opening your eyes. You can pray in singing. You can pray in reading the Bible. Amen. The prayer is a communication with God.
Hallelujah.
And when there is no prayer, how can you clear your heart? Only God can clear your heart. Jesus said in John chapter 15 verse 3, you are cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you.
Amen.
So the word of God can clear your heart. And when your heart is clear, then there is a unity between you and your husband, or between you and your wife.
Amen.
Then the command will, see, the blessing is already here, my friend.
Amen.
Church, the blessing is already here.
Hallelujah.
The system of blessing is already here. But to download that blessing into your plateau, or into your room, or into your family, it takes faith. And that faith clears every doubt that you have. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A lot of us Christians, we are missing out on God's blessing, of the inheritance that you have, because we don't have the platform. We cannot provide the platform for God's blessings to come.
Hallelujah.
How can the blessing come when you don't provide the condition? Iko mo va rautaka na nanraki e baka lo malangi pero ni lutuki na na viva ka rautaki ni kalou.
Hallelujah.
Tantu nanraki kero vos kini ni kwa when there is unity na tua bata. Dua bata na bata na bata. Kani volta borro sala ko bata ko pita bata ke choni. Ero sala ko bata daba le tu da ke o ko e kere kere ti ko me masa ko lu ne ba ki mai langi langi bala daba. Ero la ko bata ko pita bata ke choni. When you have unity, blessings will overtake you and fill you up and overflow from your life because of the, that's kingdom economics. We are not relying on our salary because we have no salary.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are relying on the word of God. The more we put the condition, which is the word of God, into our family, that's what called the provision of God. We look after our bills, we look after our bread, we look after our clothes, we look after our future, we look after our family, we look after our children, we look after our grandchildren, and the church, the ministry from tomorrow. Why? Because we trust in the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, cursed is the man that trusts in men. What is man? The man-made. What is man-made? Organization. The salary. Your work. How many? That is man-made. But the Bible says, blessed is the man that trusts in God.
Hallelujah.
He's like a tree by the rivers. Hallelujah. His fruits will continue to bear fruit in season and out of season. Why? Because of the trust in the word of God.
Amen.
The only problem in the world today, because we don't believe in God. Hallelujah. That is the problem in the world today, including Fiji, including us, including you. We don't trust in God. We are standing here every 10:30, hallelujah, against all odds. The God of our nation, against all odds. But you can sail through because of faith.
Hallelujah.
The angel said to Mary, Mary, is anything impossible with God? Hallelujah. That's why God told Moses, Moses, move forward. Red Sea is there. Then you shall see what God can do.
Amen.
The problem with us today, because when we don't have faith, we have fear. The fear is the opposite of faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Remember that. When you don't have faith, you have fear. That's why you cannot do it, because you have fear. Oh, what will happen? Who will do it? Where can I get this? What about my children? Hey, that's fear. But when you have faith, God will do it. God will do it. God will open the door. Hallelujah. God will do it the way that he used to do it. He has done it before. He is doing it today. And he will do it tomorrow. Because he's never changed. He's the same God that walked with Moses. He's the same God that walked with Joshua. He's the same God that was with David. He was the same God with Solomon. He's the same God that came and walked with Peter and John. He's the same God that multiplied the bread. He's the same God that multiply the fish. He's the same God that called Lazarus from the dead. Do you believe him?
Oh, hallelujah.
Do you believe him? Because the Bible says that the gospel is foolishness to those that are perishing. Some people will call us foolish because we've been preaching about this God. Hallelujah. The Bible says the gospel is foolishness to those that are perishing. So that's why I don't listen to them. They are case lost. Hallelujah. When you stop at every dog that buckets you,
hallelujah,
that means you cannot reach your destination. Amen. Let the people talk, they talk. That's their ministry, talking ministry. People that gossip and slander, that is a slandering and gossip ministry. But for those that believe in the gospel, it is the power of God. It brings salvation to those that believe. First to the Jews and then to the Gentiles.
Hallelujah.
We believe that. We believe that. Hallelujah. I remember the day that we were coming back from Sydney. We were sitting at it was a Boeing 747. And I turned to Randini. I turned to Randini and said, I've really been burdened that I should resign from my work. Hallelujah. This is just a small testimony out of so many testimony. Hallelujah. And I turned to Randini, but she was busy writing and, you know, the bills. She normally talks about writing and writing and writing. She looked at me and she just smiled. Hallelujah. And I thought she does not care about what the Lord has placed in my heart. And then after 45 minutes or half an hour, then I remember one of our family friend gave me an envelope and she said, give this to Randini when you two are in the plane. And I said, oh, our friend from Melbourne gave this envelope. I took the envelope and I gave it to her. I don't know what's the envelope. I thought it was a letter. When we arrived home, she told me the end of the story, her end of the story. What's your end of the story?
Hallelujah. I was burdened by the Holy Spirit. I knew that at one point in time that he has to leave his work, but I didn't want him to go or to leave his work. He was getting double the pay as I was getting. The normal practical thing that some of you may be listening today or sitting here going through the same. Amen. So with all that in mind, no one catch kikino ko and save a full time. Na longo baka sing anything on. Yellow catch you can do full time, no cabico can do full time. But it also lie. Amen. And I want to share this today because it can be your thought as well. That was my thought. Thinking that the money that we're getting, I'm getting half, he's getting double. So we'll need his double, I can go without my half. But God was different in his plan. Because only he knows the plans that he has for us. So when we went, it's an impact weekend that we had all the medical workers, nurses from all over Australia. So we had all nurses from Melbourne, Brisbane, and also in Adelaide. They usually come once in a month and we fellowship at the Meru Christian Center. And during one of those sessions, when I look at my husband, I see people were being prayed over. When he reached the other end, the same people that has been prayed over here, they run again to go and be prayed second time. When I was looking, then the Lord said, you need to let go of your husband to come and do my work. And I was so strongly convicted. So we got into the flight coming back. There was on a Sunday afternoon. We got into the flight. I took out my book. I wrote down the bills every month. Pay off our four-wheel drive, the payment for the house, all the payments, all our bills. It came to about 1,900 in Fijian dollars. Nearly 2,000. So I wrote it and I said, Lord, if you really want my husband to go on full time, then you really need to help me with these bills. My pay cannot look after that. And this is minus the 100 plus mission that needs to be looked after. Amen. And 20 plus children from different homes, homeless, broken homes, that I look after like my own children. They're not part of the mission, but they're part of the youth, and they come from this broken home. And with all that in mind, I said, Lord, if this is your will, let it be. So I was sitting on the flight. He came in and said, are you going to be eating? And I said, no, today I'm not eating. I'm not eating anything on the flight. So I put a sit down, and I just went off to sleep. Then he said, oh, I remembered this envelope needs to be given to you from Susan. Susan is a nurse, a European lady all the way from Australia that we have befriended during the Impact weekends. And when he gave that envelope, I opened the envelope. It had about nearly 3,000 Australian dollars. Amen. For me, that was my message. I wrote the bills for the month, and I asked God, if you want my husband to go on full time, then you're going to help me pay the bill. I was anticipating for him to be doing that when he goes. But he allowed for that envelope to come by my way for me to know that he... And this faithful God remained doing that until we did, you know, debt-free a living. We were sitting on go back together because you're going through your pandemic moment now, complaining, moaning, not enough money, too many bills, too many mouths to feed. You have your phrases, the things that you say at home. But we had ours because we were not defined by what the world is going through. We were defined by the love that we had for God. So if you're listening in today and you're going through the same thing, you know, like that moment of making a decision, you need to believe and trust in God. For us, it was that faith. And then one thing I praise God about, because anything that we agree on, we always pray together. We always come in agreement together. No matter when there's money there or not, no money there or nothing there, we just pray together. And for him, because he knows the level of faith. For me, my level of faith, I will say, you know, like that. I didn't say those words only when I come to New Methodist and I'm here. I was still a Sunday school teacher way back in the Methodist church. I want to bring it closer to your heart. Don't serve God because you want something out of God. Serve God because you love God. 1 Corinthians 2:9. And on the theme, Bible verse, this year and next year. And no eyes will see, no ears shall hear, no mind or no heart can conceive the great things that God will do to who? To those who love him. To who? To those who love him. Underline bold the love. You need to love God. And then you'll ask, Auntie Rai, Gaselebo, how do I love God? You love God by doing the work that you do for your zone, for your worship center. Maybe as a youth here. Youth leader, dance leader, we can then the HQ staff. Kerando kachuk bale we can then HQ staff. You are there. Tiko kerao, tiko kerao tal talaga sukya mini chuki kenyu sa HQ staff ajo kya. I mean, if God has anointed and start this ministry, wouldn't He be looking this way? And if you are in the vicinity, you're doing your work, maybe you could logistics or impact, or maybe in any other ops, you come to put up the tent. Sometimes you say to yourself, every Saturday night we put up the tent. We're so tired of doing it. Continue to do it because the reward is greater. You do it because you love him. So you need to get out of your comfort zone and love him. How do I love him? You love him in all your ways. You love him with all your thoughts. You love him with all your mind. You love him with everything that you have. So by loving him, a trigger point in the kind of the kabala, a second into an age cut off. Abi kemri na ngole buli ni tiko ni koa kemri se study tiko vambo tala kalo loma na kalo talera rovi na keta ko na condition ko ta kamaya eta sabo mai na nona bibaro taki and not enough basket not standing here behind me. She works with me at my TV. You know, the things that you don't even think of. Don't sing on Sakabe Kwaya, but Kwaya by independent Singapore Kaka and Rai and Rob Megon, don't know no parcel. We ordered some cushion covers from Gaselevo's office and the executive production. And I assumed that was our order. Okay, and we go, okay, between a carry, I'm going to read the monite. Monday, I was bothered having this plastic of, you know, big plastic there on the chair, waiting for somebody to take that and cover the cushion in Gaselevo's office. When I was looking, then the Lord, the Holy Spirit burned me. That's not the cushion cover. Open it. So I came and I opened. No note, no nothing, just my name. I don't know where these clothes come from. Let's see if you're listening in today. This is your story. Thank you. All the way from New South Wales, Newcastle. We were sitting there and we went for my medical. As we were sitting in Dr. Om, I have to continue to drink water. And as I came out, I asked myself, just go and look for water. I don't want ice water. I want the plain water. When I walked back in, my phone, the Viber came on, and it was Wesley Gilmore. And her Viber just said, Auntie Rai, I'm here. I need your Westpac account number. And I said, okay. No, generally he said, I need your account number. And I said, okay, I'll give you the Westpac. So I gave the Westpac and I gave the BSP. The Holy Spirit said, no, give her the Westpac. So I gave both. And I said, look, I have a BSP and I have a Westpac. What is it? Then she went back. She said, I'm here. The Westpac works fine for me. But the Lord said to send you some money for your water. Amen. And she said, buy your water and buy your mocha, ice mocha. So I vomited back and I said, you'll never know where I am. You will never know my need. You don't know where I'm sitting. But that was the timing. And we always have those moments. Sometimes when I'm out there somewhere and there will be this prompt. And she said, Auntie Rai, this is a deposit slip. I put in some money for your coffee or whatever that you're doing. This is a particular lady. At that time, when I look at the plastic, the Lord just showed me her name, Wesley Gilmore. So I, because she didn't send me any message or even tell me anything, I vibrated back and I said, Wesley, I'm not really sure, but there's a bag of clothes that arrived into my TV office today. I'm just assuming it's you because the Holy Spirit burdened me, it's you. So I am okay. That's me. That's me. Hallelujah. All the way from Australia, send a bag full of outfits all the way to my TV in Turak. I didn't ask God. Amen. So you may be sitting here. You need to believe in God. When nangono the kabobila kikina na taka taka nikolo ko kenda ndo ba budi sa taka tiko. You know we don't do the things of God like it's our work. We're getting paid. Hey, when you know that this open skies and open heaven is going to pay you, you're gonna sweat it out because that's your pay.
The Bible says, faith pleases God, and Hallelujah. For those that seek Him, must believe that He exists.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Do you believe that?
Hallelujah.
That's why our communication with God and our relationship with God have to be different. God remind me of two things. The way that I play in the rugby Hallelujah. Field and the way that I do my work in Air Pacific in those days. I yeah. gave everything. Everything. And the Lord said, now you are in my work. All the energy, the enthusiasm, na solimbula, na maboa, iraranigito sulike. Hallelujah. Because we don't trust His word, that's why we cannot give what we are giving in our workplace. They couldn't care less what happened to their body.
Amen.
If only they use that in the things of the kingdom. Because God always challenged me.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Just mirror yourself. Just mirror yourself and ask yourself, am I committing to God what I always commit in the world?
Hallelujah.
Wooly in a flower. Wooly. Talk on a stone. Hallelujah. Am I on the wheel of the So then I do an to wash a molly. When I go get killed, we will come to Satan good tissue, somebody tank tell good tissue, Sabuki tank tank good tissue.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Just mirror yourself. Just imagine what you are doing. Amen. Okay, when you go to town, how do you prepare yourself going to town? Amen. Ikolai sili, baro tekina kena isulu, na kena seru, hallelujah, na kena ibuki buki taudoko, wadabana no mungarami kalou. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tariko to kasamu. Iko pati ko ngori balta ni ko pati ko ya. Ki ko pati ko ya iko na ngai panguri. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord always remind me because we were workers in the secular world. Na zakalaka si la karawa na zakalaka. Ko mai vale. Hallelujah. Na zakalaka ni matakali lai. Zakalaka ni mbongi lebu.
Hallelujah.
If you seek me, Proverbs 2, 4 and 5. If you seek me as though you seek silver and gold and the hidden treasure of this world, then you will realize the fear of the Lord. Nonda garabi kalose tiku sarira. Nonda masu tiku sarira. Nonda rivi kalose tiku sarira. Hallelujah. Bosa angka ilu tu sobo bagali lain na enthusiasm na nakani ngarami kalu kero sa laka mamai from a different level. Amen. Ili usanga kero sa raga kero tiku na front line. Amen. Amen. Odei na randi nga selebo me zoki tiku na nonia nona isulura me kini tiku na roro me mwara utaki tiku na kena kakana kwe rakemba tiku me lotoka. Amen. My Nandi District School in 2006 and 2007. Dona nga randi nga silebu. Na bani ni ume nga isibi tu me bakana sebu ni lebu ni ngunu. Ni uli lolo ni ngalu. Hemeni. Menga istata kitu na kakana. Merakana kina na leo ni lotu. Ni ume dhendi seraloga ni Nandi. Hallelujah. Kosa toroba na kalao me bakambauta ni sambulo kukwaya. Ni sando usomira. Era sabu baka sangarai kwaya. Hallelujah. No, when we talk about it was a joy for us in those days. It's not a burden. It was a joy. Amen. Kitoroni munsi nandi wakasengale mumelambasa mayugayo bagaya kamisuwa. Hallelujah. I remember a testimony that they missed the flight in Samsabu because of overweight. And they were traveling as staff. Isa sininga nonga buka na staff saranga offload ilu. Artonga offload bagabitinani. Kito tiko may Samsabu. And andona youth rally. Kanga itha kaba na kambania na sunflower. Na kanga itha kaba. Because the baggage is big, we have to send a small aircraft. And because the aircraft is only with baggage, or to sangay, lako tuwe nabiti na ningo, ando tunga nono tuwang kabuka. You remember that? Hallelujah. Or to sangay, sinimondo bata kina wang kabuka lemu. Sangay, bimbinga na kago. Sangay, poko mundo kita lindo wang kabuka lilay. Sangay, no, you can use the passenger seat. Rau, bisibito nga na tulsa mula miniti. Doa nga iliutiko. Rau, mundo kina lemu nga. Doa nga muritiko. Tu mundo kina lemu nikalo. Hemeni. Kwa sato roba na kalao me bakambauta nisi. Ni kondambe tiko ni kuwa. Kuni reitha na nomu bil. Kuni reitha tiko na nrenre. Kuni reitha tiko na ulibonua. Do as David saw Goliath. He was not looking at Goliath. He was not looking at a giant. He was not looking at a warrior. He was not looking at a fighter. He was looking at his God.
Hallelujah.
When you face with the pandemic effects that most of the company that are facing today and the workers they are facing today, don't look at the effects. You look at the God that put the fish in the sea. Na ika tu iwa tu kosi laka rotu. Odi laka ba? Iku sini tita bio kau gali cek tadi ku satu pun mereka nawa karena siang. Kilimanda, kilimanda. You put the cassava stem into the ground. Your duty is to weed. God's duty is to make it grow.
No
mu itabi nga mo te ano mo bakambota. No na itabi na kalau meso tabi ko.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kami kani mo tambo. Ko sa toroba na kalau me bakambota ni sambula ko kaya. Mala ke bakay sa kana bakambota san ren resar na baby na kati.
Amen.
Oh, that's very powerful.
Yeah.
Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Most of the Christians today, we are serving God, but we don't please God. Because we are serving God with no faith. Amen. No, tukuli beri tuna zarubau na misa, niko sa, niko pangambauta na kalongo, na kospeli, na kautamay na watimundau, na suli na lubemundau, na suli na kemundau kakana, kemundau na mambula na kospeli.
Hallelujah.
Do you believe that? When we sign into our contract in our workplace, we look at the condition. Go on a salary. Go on a condition. Gonna things to do. Gonna no more area of operation. Because you saw that and then you signed. You believe in the documents. What about God? Documents are too gone.
Hallelujah.
Come to me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you. Sarong uti weekend na mosa ni kalou ni siga ni kuwa. Sangge wakata weekend na nondan dingin dingi. Ka weekend na voltambu ko sarong uta nungu bosa. Kada kapa kinendo na ka satamatavuku. Satu tu batik indo satara normali enan dal ni batu. Ike baka indo sarung wata nunggu bosa. Kasih indah kamu kini ka. Satu mata lilia. Satu tu batik indo tomat satara normali enan dal ni nuku. Ni na tau na uda. Doko na ndombui. Na liwa na dangi. Na tambaka na bali kwa ya. Ia enan bali. Sakale u na nan bali.
Sabi mbuli eni bi kenda turangeni mara madoro boki nuni lewa. Ena bunifu limu kwa New Zealandi na bosi ni kaluenda sarongoza. Na numati kwa tu bugaro tu na New Methodist Christian Fellowship na bingarabi nonda mbula ena singo bina kani kuwa. Gengiringiri ngani ena namba sa tu kuni oti tu kwa redaki. Wakalunga teki kenda na turanga ena singo bina kani kuwa. Ameni.